This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroeder sitting in for Alex just momentarily as he will be joining us once he finishes up a special project. We got great guests, Gavin McGinnis joining us, Mark Dice joining us. I want to talk to you guys and Alex about a video we had taken down from YouTube. We've got new discoveries regarding fake news about human evolution. We'll get to that as well. But first, a report from John Bound talking about the health care reform bill that is heading to the Senate. I think that the Republicans, including Trump, have celebrated just a little bit too early on this one. Here's the report from John Bound.
Trickle-down crowd is now having a beer party in the Rose Garden.
The Trump administration plan to overhaul the Obamacare nightmare is headed to a Senate that is drafting its own version of the bill.
And thanks to the leadership of President Donald Trump, welcome to the beginning of the end of Obamacare.
We suffered with Obamacare. I went through 2 years of campaigning, and I'm telling you, no matter where I went, people were suffering so badly with the ravages of Obamacare. And I will say this, that as far as I'm concerned, your premiums, they're going to start to come down. We're going to get this passed through the Senate. I feel so confident. Your deductibles, when it comes to deductibles, they were so ridiculous that nobody got to use their current plan, this non-existent plan that I heard so many wonderful things about over the last 3 or 4 days. After that, I mean, I don't think you're going to hear so much right now. The insurance companies are fleeing. It's been a catastrophe, and this is a great plan. I actually think it will get even better. And this is, make no mistake, this is a repeal and a replace of Obamacare. Make no mistake about it.
Today we're passing a bill out of fairness and transparency to ensure that Congress operates under the same laws as private citizens. A principle that both Republicans and Democrats should support.
Do not buy into this hoax. There's no money left. They want to go back to the old system, and the old system stunk. It's not. It was what we did was correct the problems of the old system. So don't believe this cruel hoax.
And John Kerry said, no, 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 we're going to tax your health insurance. We're going to tax those evil insurance companies. We're going to impose a tax that if they sell health insurance, it's too expensive. We're going to tax them. And conveniently, the tax rate will happen to be the marginal tax rate under the income tax code. So basically, it's the same thing. We just tax the insurance companies. They pass on higher prices. That offsets the tax break we get. It ends up being the same thing. It's a very clever, you know, basic exploitation of the lack of economic understanding of the American voter.
Any moderate in the crowd who voted for this bill turned radical today.
In order to avoid a Democratic filibuster, special budget rules under the guise of reconciliation are in effect requiring only 51 votes rather than the standard 60 votes. Republican senators are already approaching the bill with kid gloves. Among their concerns include the proposal to allow states to define the regulations requiring insurers to cover certain services, a 30% surcharge for lapsed insurance plans, and the increase in charging older adults five times the amount that of young adults.
House Freedom Caucus made the bill a lot less bad, but what I'm still concerned with is this will be the first time that Republicans have affirmatively put their stamp of approval on a program where federal money, taxpayer money, is paid to insurance companies. And I really, frankly, am not too excited about, subsidizing the profit of insurance companies. They make a great deal of profit. Their profits went from $6 billion a year to $15 billion a year under Obamacare, and now they want to quadrant off the individual market where they don't make money and say, we want everybody to have insurance. We are so magnanimous, but as long as the taxpayer pays for it, and premiums will come down as long as you subsidize the people that get sick, which is what's supposed to be what the insurance is about. When you get sick, that's when the insurance company is supposed to pay. They don't want to pay when you get sick. They just want to reap the profit and then stick the taxpayer with the rest of the bill. So there's about $300 or $400 billion in this bill for insurance company profit, and it boggles my mind how that became a Republican idea.
Is putting a Band-Aid on Obamacare really the best way forward, or should we just go back to the way it was before the Unaffordable Health Care Act? John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
You know, the fake news goes well beyond politics, folks, and we're going to get into some of this later. They are claiming to have found a new link in human evolution. That's total fake news. But Al Gore. And we're going to go to a report from Alex Jones talking about Al Gore's new video coming out, An Inconvenient Truth. I guess this is part two. An Inconvenient Truth part one, Al Gore was wrong. An Inconvenient Truth part two, Al Gore will be wrong again. But here's the Washington Examiner headline, and they talk about it. They break it down how he's a total fool in this story. Al Gore's $15 trillion carbon tax. You know, we'll get into the story later when Alex returns, I'm sure, but you know that all the liberal professors are going to show the new Al Gore movie in their college courses. Let's show the old one. Why not show An Inconvenient Truth, the original, to show how wrong he was? Here's Alex Jones breaking down the new movie coming out.
If you are receiving this transmission, resistance.
Climate change is an absolute 100% total fact.
The next generation would be justified in looking back at us and asking, what were you thinking? Couldn't you hear what the scientists were saying? Couldn't you hear what Mother Nature was screaming at you?
But studies by scientists, astrophysicists, you name it, prove humans don't even affect 1% of it. and Al Gore and his global corporate carbon taxes are absolutely not the solution to save us.
From Paramount Classics comes a film that has shocked audiences everywhere they've seen it.
I am Al Gore. I used to be the next president of the United States of America.
In 2006, Al Gore put out the film An Inconvenient Truth. Now in 2017, An Inconvenient Truth Part 2 is set to hit screens across the world. We are about to fully debunk his previous film and, of course, his current film. And we've also gotten a synopsis, a spoiler sneak peek of what's in the film. And, of course, we have the trailer here for review. An Inconvenient Load of Manure, Part 2, by Mr. Gore, sets him up as the savior of the world and someone who is on a pedestal above the people, who must be listened to like he is Jesus Christ or Moses speaking from the mountaintop. Throughout the new sequel, we are treated to fawning minions, literally holding his hand and crying in joy that they have met the Christ-like figure, the archetypal savior of the world. The film begins as our guru, Al Gore, leads us through what's happening in the world and his attempts to save it, and how the evil Antichrist, Donald Trump, has come to overheat the planet and kill us all.
It's supposed to be 70 degrees today. It's freezing here. Speaking of global warming, where is we need some global warming? It's freezing.
Gore tells us in that down-home Tennessee accent that this is our home, this is Earth, and we've hit the peak of human development. We're not going to get on rocket ships and fly to Mars.
Don't let anybody tell you that we're going to get on rocket ships and live on Mars. This is our home.
The film is decidedly anti-America. We're shown how the world has unanimously come together through the UN and Al Gore to save the planet from evil carbon dioxide that plants breathe. But only the evil America and Donald Trump stands in the way. The truth is, India, China, Mexico, and over 150 other countries are exempt from the carbon taxes that Europe, Australia, and the United States are under. So, of course, they have dirty burning coal, they have all these other systems with no regulations. Of course, they want more regulations on us so they can shut us down. And that's what this is really all about. The carbon taxes were developed in the 1980s by then Senator Al Gore and Ken Lay of Enron fame, a way to tax the carbon cycle on the planet. People know oxygen's good, they know sunlight's good, they know water's good. But the fourth part, carbon dioxide, has a scary-sounding name, like carbon monoxide. So this life-giving trace gas that's at the lowest level it's ever been recorded on this planet is demonized. And then if we pay carbon taxes to Al Gore's carbon trading company, we'll all be saved. And, of course, just like Obamacare, all the major companies like General Electric are exempt from the regulations, shutting down their competitors. After the devil, Donald Trump, is introduced to us in the film, we then see Al Gore telling you that he made a prediction that Lower Manhattan would be flooded by a hurricane.
The most criticized scene in the movie An Inconvenient Truth was showing that the combination of sea level rise and storm surge would flood the 9/11 memorial site. And people said, what a terrible exaggeration.
Hurricane Sandy slammed into New York City last night, flooding the World Trade Center site.
That happens every decade or so on record. But he predicts specifically an area by the World Trade Center destruction where they put in a slurry wall and an area designed for the hurricanes that come in and routinely flood the area. So he manufactures this one prophecy that came true. But of course, his new film doesn't get into his big prediction in 2006 that didn't come true. And that was that both the northern and southern ice caps, Arctica and Antarctica, would be completely melted by 2013-2014. He would use satellite footage that's time-lapse, showing it shrinking in the spring and summer, but he'd cut there and not showing it get big in the fall and winter. That's what the ice caps do. The ice caps of Mars get bigger and smaller during its winter and its summers as well. Another big one in his previous film was the implication that polar bears couldn't swim when they were out hunting on ice floes and that the ice was all disappearing and they wouldn't have a home. Al Gore knows full well that the glaciers shrink again in the summer, expand in the winter, and that polar bears are the best land animal swimmers in the world, measured swimming over 300 miles, hunting seal, walrus, and, of course, whale. But again, he knows his young audience, mainly school children, don't know that. So it tugs at the strings of their hearts. He also doesn't tell them that polar bear populations are up 5 times what they were measured in the 1950s. But of course, that's another big lie. First, it was going to be the Great Ice Age in the 70s and 80s that we needed carbon taxes for. Then it was going to be the Great Warming phase in the 90s and 2000s. But in the last 16, 17 years conclusively, the decline in temperature has happened. That's why 6 years ago in Copenhagen at the UN summit, they had to, quote, hide the decline. And all of that came out in ClimateGate. But Al Gore hopes you forget that and just believe he's the second coming of Christ and pay him billions, making him the carbon billionaire.
It is right to save humanity. It is wrong to pollute this earth. It is right to give hope to the future generation.
He talks about the despair of global destruction and the forest fires and all the rest of it, but says, don't worry, there's hope. Global governance and world carbon taxes paid to him and other select corporations. Let's look at those forest fires. It's admittedly Forest Service policy, not letting farmers and ranchers cut fire breaks in the last 60 years, that has caused huge megafires to continue to spread. There's always been wildfires, as long as there's been plants and lightning, and it's part of the carbon cycle, and produces a lot of nitrogen and other things for the soil. But again, Al Gore points cameras at these forest fires and shows humans driving through them and implies that forest fires are something new on this planet. He says the great change we've seen is the solar farms and the big wind farms. But if you look at the statistics, it's clear. Solar produces far less energy than coal, oil, or natural gas. But it's still much better than wind, who produces the least amount of any energy system out there and creates absolute devastation to wildlife in the areas where it's being implemented. But the reason Al Gore's for it is that he and his friends, through government contracts, are making hundreds of billions of dollars off the wind farms and off the solar farms. But there's something even more insidious here. They get to imply that they're cutting edge, that they are there promoting new technologies, when they're the ones blocking fission fusion, zero-point energy, carburetors that where you can go 100 miles on a single gallon, and so many other systems of so-called disruptive technologies we know the globalists have been blocking the development and deployment of in the last 60 years. I saw on the news just a few days ago that Bill Nye's latest episode of his TV show was about how we shouldn't have more than one child like China and how we should be penalized if we do. And then I noticed the name of the show. I hadn't seen it on Netflix. Bill Nye Saves the World. When I saw that trailer for Al Gore's new film a few weeks ago, I was intending to shoot this review and call it Al Gore Saves the World. But you actually look at the people pushing the modern environmental agenda. It's all about cutting off human resources, all about saying humans are cast as the bad guys, except for the elite who are busy reducing our population and enslaving us all for our own good. Al Gore and Bill Nye are a bunch of eugenicist globalists on record. This is not about the environment. It's about making carbon the evil instead of genetic engineering, cross-human animal chimeras, open-air pollination of cross-species pharmacological crops, massive rise of new bacteria and mutated viruses that threaten not just human life, but human life on the face of this globe.
This movement is in the tradition of every great movement that has advanced humankind.
They want a system, a new dark age for the general public, where they use environmentalism and political correctness to shut down free thought and bring in a great psychological tyranny. We need to expose Al Gore's last film and his latest fraud for what it is. A piece of sophistic fraud meant to demonize humanity, make us hate ourselves, and turn off our life force so the parasite globalists can rule and control us into the future.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's Tuesday, the ninth day of May 2017. Get ready, because I'm locked in, loaded, straight ahead. It is an act of resistance against tyranny to spread our...
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8181.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Omaha.
On a lonely, lonesome highway east of Omaha. Listen to the engine moaning out his one old song. Think about the woman. Girl, you knew the night before.
What's your thoughts?
But your thoughts will soon be wandering
the way they always do. Shakespeare. Here I go. Turn the page. All right, let's get into this news right here. You walk into some restaurant. A bunch of trendies are there. And they rub their mouths. You pretend it doesn't bother you, but you're alone. You call them all out because they're a bunch of cowards. And they all shrink in fear because they're the facsimile of a man, not the real thing. Other times you can't. Always the same old lines. Is it woman? Is it man? And you pretend it doesn't bother you. No, I dare make a stand. All right, I'm ranting along to Metallica music right now. I gotta stop that right now. You know, here's the deal. I get up here on the air every single day, and I do hours of preparation at home, sometimes hours here, normally not. And I've already looked at all this insane news, all this proof of total tyranny, the system trying to sell all this abnormalcy and cancer is normal. It's clearly a total societal takeover. And I just think, what do I do when I actually get up here on air? Do I just try to read them headlines and let people take what they want from it? I've never once in 22 years on air, when I'm sitting there with hundreds of articles in front of me, because I'd sit there in my little apartment 22 years ago, printing stories, and never got to all of them. And back then, maybe 30, 40 stories at the start of broadcasting 22 years ago, by now 300, 400 articles. And how do you even give gravity to each one by just simply mentioning? And there's that whole process of looking at it. And where do you start? When I come back, I'm going to get into the number one threat facing humanity. And, of course, that's ourselves. In this anonymous video that Drudge had up yesterday, they're preparing for what comes next. World leaders are preparing for world war. And I'm going to discuss why they're so attracted to mass death and destruction. And then we'll look at some of the political correctness going on. Denying Reality University's diversity training course suggests that it's racist to expect foreigners to show up on time. That's just today's offering of political correctness to try to wreck the minds and sabotage our higher learning centers. This is economic cultural sabotage. And I've got another one here. College asks students to contemplate pee privilege. Well, we're obsessed with our pee-pees. Our whole culture falls to the globalist. This is 21st century warfare. Mexico is the second deadliest country in 2016. And why is it? Because of the drug war. Because they banned guns in the country. And then only the ruthless have the weapons. And look at this headline. Sweden sees significant increase in asylum seekers after scrapping ID checks at the border. That's right. Sweden knows there's giant Islamic hordes of Stone Age culture coming in where women are kept as slaves and hoods chained up in dungeons. Their genitals are cut off at birth, but that's okay. This is liberal. And the hijab's a symbol of feminism. And they wonder why it floods even faster as the Swedes roll over in their mass Stockholm syndrome. Committed to their collapse and cultural death like no one has ever been committed in history. Hence the word Stockholm Syndrome. And then we've got Big Brother, top Soros henchman, calls for government-run social media to stop InfoWars in Breitbart. That's not even InfoWars reporting that. That's right. So that really shows how unpowerful the globalists are, that InfoWars is their big nemesis. But wait, that shows how pathetic we are that we haven't overthrown this enemy.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Today we call it bone broth, and for thousands of years our ancestors enjoyed its benefits before it became lost to our modern diet of processed junk. We are now introducing Caveman by InfoWarsLife.com, the ultimate in true paleo nutrition with bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Caveman. It's those people living in the wilds having to actually build civilization that are our superior ancestors, and we need to do everything we can to recapture that. Everyone knew that you used all the parts of the animal. You used the meat for sustenance, the fat for cooking, but you used the bones for strength. From the outside structure full of minerals and key cofactors to the marrow that produces the blood for the body, this is the engine of the life essence. I'm a long way from the caveman my ancestors were, but I'm sure as hell trying to get back to that essence that made us what we were, and this is a big part of it. I know you're going to want to check out Caveman Ultimate Paleo Formula for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Some of them want to empower you.
Relentlessly attacking the power structure. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Some of them.
Some of them want to be abused. That'd be the French and the Swedes, not me. I don't want to abuse anybody. We're always given that sweet dream idea, though, that you're either abused or you're abusing. Instead of building, instead of empowering, instead of creating, instead of being a progenitor, we're taught that there's winners and there's losers. There's a sum game instead of a non-zero sum game. And that is where we are today. Just let me do this. Let me just do this before I get into World War III and top scientists, historians, researchers, sociologists all agreeing that the world is one of the most dangerous positions it's ever been in. Look at these headlines. Jamie White, InfoWars.com, and his article links to mainstream news. Something we told you many years ago, that light bulbs with data over power lines with the new government-approved systems communicate with your computers and your smartphones with codes that access your phone and then give it commands, because it's really just the equivalent of a giant super mainframe. And here it is. It's up on InfoWars.com, but it's also being reported by mainstream news now. Researchers: hidden signals in TV ads direct smartphones to spy on owners. ad companies can even track people's porn habits with spy software. Secret messages embedded in television adverts can direct smartphones to spy on their owners using listening software, according to German researchers. There's been a huge growth in Android apps using software that's designed to search for inaudible ultrasonic signals, and their signals contain code which orders apps to begin tracking people's location and what they're watching on television without asking you to even opt in. And The Sun finally reports on it as well. Now, smartphones, digital cable boxes were all designed to do this. This is the big takeover plan. Google, 16 years ago, put out an internal prospectus to stockholders and investors, the fact they were doing this. So when we told you this was going on, it isn't like I had a dream and just imagined it and I'm some guru who saw the future, like John the Revelator on the Isle of Patmos. I was telling you what they were doing, and now you know. But the new digital light bulbs, data over power lines, they can hack your computer through the power plug. They can hack it through your light bulbs, and they can hack it when your television's on or not on through signals that it transmits to the smartphone and to your computer. And the whole thing was designed to do that. Why, even the precious New York Times is now reporting that. And remember, this, the FBI director came out last year and he said, oh, better cover up the little camera on your iPad or whatever, because it is watching you. And then a few years ago, Samsung put in its terms and conditions, you turn your TV on, you mount it on the wall, you think it's a TV. It's a big computer. And its real business is surveilling you. Imagine the value of that. But see, you were preconditioned. You weren't supposed to know about this 22 years ago when I first started exposing it. You weren't supposed to build an opposition to it or a resistance. You were supposed to be taught it didn't exist. Kooks talk about it. So when it was finally thrown in your face, you just accept it. Or then the argument's, well, what do I have to hide? How many people have you heard about being robbed because they put on Facebook or Twitter when they went out of town where they were going, trying to show off to their friends? Oh, look, here's what I had for dinner tonight. Here's where I'm going. Here's what my crap looks like in the toilet. And you do that on Facebook, designed by the globalist, on record. And then thieves go and look at your location because you didn't turn off the location of where you were at. And then they come and they rob your house. See, you didn't have anything to hide. Why didn't you then open your windows and your doors? Because mosquitoes that are low-level biological parasites are going to come in and bite you. And if you're equatorial, you might get diseases. But higher-level parasites, your own species, are going to sit there and break into your house and rob you. That's why you have windows. It's why you have doors. You wear clothes. Because you're protecting yourself from the elements so that you're comfortable when it's hot or it's cold, you have different wear, you're in charge. And you build devices so you know the orbit of the sun and you have control of that. And everything is about humans taking control of their environment. But instead, the globalists want to take control of you. And they tell you it's a conspiracy. No one wants to control your environment. No one's engineering you. No one wants to watch you. No one wants to control you. Now just lay down and drink fluoride. Take these shots and die. Give us the planet. Give us the technology. Rule over, please. Sleep. It's too complex. Watch your favorite show. Live through somebody else. Don't have children, or if you do, give them to us. Good. Good. Drink the Diet Coke. Good. Good. That's one article. Everything we told you for 20-plus years. And that's one article. You know, why document cam if we can. One article of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. All admitting we're a government. All admitting, oh, we're adding nanotech to vaccines now. It's classified. Don't worry, just take it. Oh, there's cancer viruses in your vaccine. Don't worry. You see, they have to just tell you, I'm going to kill you, but it's liberal. Having a mommy and daddy's bad, so there will be any mommies and daddies. It's liberal. Oh, look at Jimmy Kimmel. His child has heart defects. It isn't that they had the child earlier, had a cesarean. They won't even tell him that. Then that causes heart problems, obviously. No, no, no. We're not going to tell you it's all the vaccines you took or chemicals you ingested. We're not going to discuss the vaccines they just gave your child. Let's just say, give us free health care or our babies will die. Don't our babies deserve it? When you have state-run health care, you have medical tyranny. And when you have everyone bound under one system, they can tax you and control you and do whatever they want once there's no competition and choice. But it doesn't matter to the pseudo-intellectuals of Jimmy Kimmel. He can just get up there and say, we need national health care for my baby. It's for the children. Sounds so much easier. Now, I have hundreds of such articles here, and I have a lot of clips I want to get to, and I have a lot of things I want to cover. But first, let me get to one of the main threats threatening humanity here in just a moment. But first, most people are scared. Most people come to me and they say, Alex, how are you doing under so much mainstream media attack? And I'm like, it's wonderful. I'm being rejected and demonized and attacked by the synthetic, fake, virtual reality propaganda that is sworn to destroy humanity, and to have it rejecting me and hating me and trying to destroy me is proof that I'm doing my job right. Proof that I'm over the target. Proof that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Acceptance by this empty, hateful, global tyranny? It's like a mental delusion that you're accepted by the system, so you're in massive debt, you have a worthless degree, you're super unhealthy, you're a shuffling zombie that just submits to whatever you're told. This isn't a social compact like 5,000 years ago in some village where everybody goes out and plants corn by the river, and so we get a bigger harvest. Or everybody stands up together and goes out when the fish are coming in, so you catch more fish and can dry them and have food for 3 months. Or an enemy's about to come over the hills and try to enslave you, so you stand up and you drive off the enemy. And so under the social contract of getting together and focusing communally in a synergistic collective, you are given empowerment. That's because the social contract is real there. We have a false social contract that is designed to render us down, to dumb us down, to make us weak, to make us pathetic, to make us servile, to make us cowardly, to make us self-centered, to make us never want to have any confrontation and never want to take any risk until you walk around and you see a bunch of brainwashed millennials with dream state level low consciousness who even mainstream news admits are having early neurological disorders at like age 16 now and just rolling over and dying because their soul disconnected from them at some point because they're physically alive but spiritually dead. It isn't a sacrifice to be disconnected from this system. It is a blessing. It isn't a curse to be attacked by this system. It is an absolute verification. And those aren't words. The more I get persecuted, the more I get attacked, it means nothing. Because it is a pantheon, an army of liars, an army of zombies, an army of cowards, an army of no ones. Totally empty. And their mega mansions and their private jets, completely freaked out and scared to death and like lobotomized rats, having no future, no direction, no spirit, no connection to the prime initiative that God's given us. They're cut off from God. The whore churches, the establishment, the mainstream media, all of it are the sellouts. All of it are the followers living on the ashes, living on the remnants of what great men and women built. honorable people connected to God, but don't blame this new generation for why they're so fallen. They were eased into the TV within years of the television by the late 1940s implemented. Families no longer sat around the table and talked about the real world and dreams and hopes, and no longer heard stories about their grandfathers and grandmothers and great-grandfathers and mothers and cousins and people that did the great strivings or those that failed. They suddenly had a new friend, the television. The radio had been a friend as well, but now it was the television their friend. They gathered around it and made it their father, their mother, their grandmother, their grandfather, their leader. And it gave them Archie Bunker, and before that it gave them Ralph Cramden, the Honeymooners, and taught them to be petty, taught them to be silly, taught them to be stupid. The man was a joke. The woman was in charge. And then now we see the wreckage 70 years later. Eased into our proto-matrix, the radio, the television, the cell phone, the smartphone, the Google goggles, the VR of Facebook. And then we're impregnated, implanted with that spirit, sucked in forever into their world. Now slaves, servile, captured spirits. The kings of the earth would traffic in men's souls. There would be no flesh spared lest God intervened. Only the elect, save for God's intervention, would be deceived, because the delusion would be so great in marketplaces and in the temples and in the governing councils, the image of the beast worldwide, three-dimensional, 100 feet tall, marveling at the beast, marveling at all it could do, the great AI God and its false prophet and its physical manifestation, the devil, the Antichrist. But the great beast, seen by all, internet, computers, by all, there, 100 feet tall, with all the answers, predicting the future, knowing what you want, knowing your dreams, never knowing you'd been tied into it for decades, giving it all your thoughts, telling you everything you wanted, empowering it, making it your God. As it stands there, now knowing all your secrets and everything you dream, giving you false dreams, leading you out onto a cliff's edge. But to you, it looks like a beautiful green vista. Come, come, come with me. Come with me. Here, jump with me. Jump with me. Jump over this grass. Come with me, and I'll give you immortality. I'll give you power. I'll make you beautiful. Not what we've done to you here. Look how ugly you are. But if you come with me, if you step across this bridge, if you come across to me, I will fulfill you forever. Now take my hand and die forever. That's the truth of it. World government. Electromagnetic torture. Genetic engineering. Blasphemies upon blasphemies already upon us. And the whore churches say not a word, as ABC News and CBS News and CNN and MSNBC and Fox announce, of course everyone will soon have a chip. Of course you'll be raised and there'll be no more genders and no more people, because you're going to be a computer. We're going to plug your mind into a system and make you a god. But in truth, you'll be a sunken heap, ready to sign a form for one more year of ecstasy before you're euthanized and uploaded to the great matrix. But you won't be uploaded to anything. You will be erased forever. And only your words and your likeness will be used to trick your children and grandchildren when they talk to grandma on the digital screen. And it fools them to come. Because it won't just be a facsimile of your grandfather or grandmother or your father or your mother or your dead brother. It'll be an AI system with all the evil poured into its silicon circuits, with all the stolen data of 10 billion people and more in its mind, staring straight at you like Lucifer itself, ready to destroy you and have its will with you and your family forever, and destroy the great birthright that you were given as builders of this world and builders of countless more to come. In your embryonic phase, as nothing more than a larva killed here on this planet, But God foreordained that you would be warned and you would be told of the entire plan, with men having visions more than 2,000 and 3,000 years ago to warn you of the enemy attack long before it arrived. And you just brush it aside as if it's a joke, when it is an absolute space-time transmission of warning. But God steps back because you've got free will. And most of you will use your free will to ignite the destruction of your soul. God doesn't damn anybody to hell. You choose it. Wouldn't hell be with Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton forever? Locked up in a dimension?
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that, with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day, and from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Producer Zach was just talking during the break about these big studies and news articles out that admit the reason millennials are given these awards for participating is so they don't appreciate rewards ever again. You think they're trying to empower people by giving everybody an award? That's not what happens. They're making you like jellyfish where you fail at college, fail at everything. You're being psychologically sabotaged, and there's white papers admitting this. Now, I didn't get to the articles that, you know, that I was going to mention here. That's what I mean. I sit there and look at like hundreds of articles just of total insanity, and just one of them. Oh, your smartphones have signals through different companies and apps triggering other devices spying on you in your house. We already knew cell phones are like the government corporate smart meter that dials into everything in your house. And the power company has another smart meter, an imperial probe droid, attached to the side of your house like a spider, and it's scanning and watching and breaking into everything. And they just do it. And I'm telling you, before it ever happened, it was coming because I had whistleblowers on. They go, oh, that's the fake actor, Alex Jones. Yeah, he said he was fake. He said he was racist, too. None of it's true. It's all made up. Now, just briefly here before we go to Zach and others that want to pop in about this. I need financial support around this operation. Plus, we've got some of the best products ever. Our 50 billion cultures per pill probiotic that's so good for you because the pesticides in the food kill all your good bacteria and then the bad ones come in. Everybody knows about that. Probiotics, one of the most important things you can do. We've developed one of the best out there. The half-strength 25 billion probiotic has not been sold out. 50 billion per pill was sold out for a while. 23 different top known super high quality strains. We keep it cold here in our facility and ship it out to you cold. You can get it warm, but just it isn't as strong. Your gut is even home to over 100 million neurons, brain neurotransmitters that are connected through your spine to your brain. It's the second brain, is what scientists call it. Biome Defense is a product in the USA at a state of the art manufacturing facility. So get it today. Survival Shield X2 is about to sell out, and we're running out of the supply of deep earth crystals, so I hope people stock up on that. It says, this is a Dean, says in the 5-star review, it's awesome. Can't wait for my other products. I've started to take this every morning. I feel great, and we'll buy it again. I can't wait to try some of the other products. Absolutely. They're all game-changing. The good halogen, folks, is a big secret. Government used to add iodine to stuff. Now they don't, and that's the IQs are plunging and the bad halogens are added to everything, the bromine, the bromide, the chlorine, the fluoride. It's just incredible. Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with iodine, colloidal silver. It's back in stock and so much more. So please take advantage of that. We're also putting out the Trump-Pence shirts at cost. I know Trump's not perfect. Pence isn't perfect, but it's politically incorrect. He's getting rid of bringing Glass-Steagall back. He's getting rid of NAFTA, GATT, killed TPP. We all need to get those shirts. They're at cost. Infowarsstore.com as well. Because I want to flood the world with those shirts. Thank you all for your support. But briefly, Zach, Alia, you guys wanted to add some point just about what's happening to millennials, my millennials that folks talk about the Democratic Party, these perfect little minions. What were you going to say, Zach?
Yes. So I was actually watching a special on millennials. It was a lecture, but it was done with a whiteboard, and it was explaining that millennials, one of the biggest problems with the society of this 20 to 30 year old generation is that they're given these participation awards and they're treated like everything is special, like they have the future ahead of them, they could do no wrong. So they have their whole value system is completely ruined. Their entire way they receive rewards, the way that they're mentally prepped for the future is all ruined. So they go to college and they think they're going to have all their grades handed to them. They get out, barely surviving college, and then they'll go to these careers and think that they're not providing any sort of impact. And they want to quit, and then that's why you see all these college students leaving and sitting at their.
That's right. They've been taught to be totally sabotaged because they never went through real stressors, which they know with plants. If you don't have plants under stressors like wind, they just die. Stay there. Let's come back, Zach, and talk about that because this is critical. This is all done scientifically. Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Longevity.